His name is Jesus Christ, the Lord. And so, Jesus, tonight we come to honor you as the one who came in humility, came, leaving the glories of heaven to become like us, so that you could do what we could not, pay for our sin debt. Thank you. Thank you. We honor you, Jesus. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, for the great love that you have demonstrated by sending your Son. We worship you. Father, may the praises that we sing as we sing these familiar carols tonight, may they lift high your name. May they be praise to the one who has come, Jesus. And so, Father, even though there is great joy in this good news and in this child that has been born, that we will celebrate tomorrow and we celebrate tonight, Father, we recognize that there too is mourning, there is lament, there is sorrow in our world, there is pain, there is suffering. And so, Father, we thank you that you are a God who is not far off, that you are a God who is near, that you are a God who is present. And so, Father, even for each one who is here tonight, wherever pain finds us, even in the midst of joyful season, wherever pain finds us, I pray that your Spirit would bring the comfort that only you can bring, the peace that passes understanding, the hope in the midst of maybe even seemingly hopeless situations. We pray tonight for those who are grieving, for those who have lost loved ones, who have passed from this life to the next. Father, we pray your hope, your encouragement, your peace, your comfort as they celebrate without these loved ones this year. Father, we pray for those even in our region, refugees who have come from other lands who are dealing with loss and pain. Father, would there be hope tonight for them? And Father, may they come to know that that hope is found in Jesus. Father, we thank you that no matter our circumstance, that you are present, and you are present here, and we welcome your presence. We welcome you into the time that we spend tonight. May Jesus, you be the one that receives all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, for you and you alone are worthy. Receive our praise as we lift up in hearts of joy these songs to you. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen.
Would you please rise and join us as we praise the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace together tonight?
Joy.
just praise you tonight, Lord, because we find our joy in you. There is light in the darkness. There is joy around us that is not based upon our circumstances. God, even in the darkness, even in deep pits, we find our joy in you because your love for us is unchanging. Because your love for us is so great and so radical that you left your throne in heaven, stepping down into the mess of this world just so that you could be with us and we could be with you. So tonight especially, Lord, we remember what you have done for us and the peace and joy and hope that we have only because of you, Jesus. Amen.
On earth.
So this last song that we're going to do together, just want to give you a little warning. It's a tiny bit different than the original. We're doing Angels We Have Heard on High. But some of you may have heard this version. It's Phil Wickham's version. I just heard it on the Chosen Christmas special that came out this year. So for any fans of the Chosen, this is kind of pulled from there. But the verse is the same. The chorus is just a little bit different, maybe simplified a little bit. So just so that doesn't throw you off when we get there. But let's just pray to him one more time before we enter into this last song together. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the joy and the peace and the hope that we find in you. Lord, we thank you that because of your gift, you were born that man no more would die if we would just place our faith in you. And so tonight we fix our eyes on you, Jesus, and all that you have done for us. And we praise you for that. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you. You all may be seated. And thank you, worship team, for leading us in the songs of declaring our Savior's birth and the angels who have declared his birth as well. I want to share just for a few moments tonight four words. And some of you are thinking this is going to be really short. He's only going to share four words. Well, four words to share tonight. Those four words are waiting, hurrying, beholding, and telling. Mara read, as we lit the Advent candles tonight, she lit the Christ candle. She read from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, about the birth of Jesus. And so from that, I want to consider those four words. That first word, waiting. I remember growing up as a young guy and beginning on Black Friday, the local newspaper from where I grew up, the Youngstown Vindicator, had this little ad in the very top left corner that had the number of shopping days until Christmas. Now, I would always look at that, and depending on where Thanksgiving fell, that was either a really exciting thing or a really very, very challenging thing, because if Thanksgiving was earlier in the month, then it's like over 30 days until Christmas. If it was later, you know, you're in the high 20s, and you watch this, and every single day, my thing that I look forward to most was the newspaper arriving and seeing at the very top left corner how many more days there were until Christmas. You know, it was hard to wait. And I'm sure there's a number of you in here tonight that you're saying, oh, can it be tomorrow morning already? I can't wait for Christmas morning. You know, there were a group of people that were waiting more than 26 or 30 or 32 or even 35 days for something to come. There was a group of people called Israel, God's chosen people, the people that he had created for himself. They had been waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years for a promise that God had made to them to be fulfilled, that a savior, a deliverer, a messiah would come to set them free from the oppression that they lived under. So Mara read about the birth of this young baby to Mary and Joseph. She read about that birth, which was the fulfillment of those who had been waiting. And she read about this group of people, the shepherds who were out in the fields, and they had been waiting as well. Waiting. Some of you tonight may find yourself waiting. You may be waiting for tomorrow morning, anxiously waiting. You may be waiting how much longer until this is over so we can go home. You may be waiting. But there's others of you who may be waiting, not for Christmas morning or not for dinner after. You may be waiting to find that thing that you have always been looking for, that thing that you have always been searching for. Maybe you've tried things such as relationships or money or jobs or success or the pursuit of success or hobbies or even vices. Maybe you've even tried religion. But you would say to yourself tonight, you know, I'm still waiting to find what that thing is. I'm waiting for it. Because what I have found has not satisfied me, has not filled me. I'm still waiting. That one night when that little baby, the Lord Jesus, was born, that group of shepherds that were in the fields nearby outside of Bethlehem, they were just going about their lives. They were doing what they always did. They were living their lives faithfully. When this happened, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said in verse 10, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The story goes on to say that suddenly it wasn't just one angel, but it was a great company of angels. Who knows how many, but the heavenly hosts appear. The sky that was filled up with the light and the glory of one angel now became filled to completion with the glory of a heavenly host of angels who were praising God and were saying, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on whom his favor rests." Their waiting was over. What they had been looking forward to had happened. The Savior had been born. The good news for all people had been given to them. Given to the lowliest, not the rich and the powerful, but the lowly and the outcast, received the news that all of God's people, and really all of humanity, had been waiting for, that a Savior had been born. So how did they respond? Did they act like nothing happened and went back to tending their sheep? Did they decide, let's just sleep on it, figure out what to do about this in the morning? Let's talk about it a little more to see if that really happened, if we really saw and we really heard what we saw and what we heard. Did they do that? No. They did that second word. They hurried. People who had been waiting now were hurrying. They hurried as fast as they could to Bethlehem to find that what they had been told was indeed true. Just as the angel had told them that that child, Christ the Lord, the Savior, had been born. They hurried. They hurried. I would imagine it wasn't a fast walk. It wasn't even a jog. I would imagine it was an all-out sprint until they found what they had been waiting for. When my brother and my sister and I were growing up, when we were in those days when I was looking at that little corner up in the right, left-hand corner of the newspaper, we would have this tradition, as probably many of the children in here have, of waking up probably about 4 o'clock. And going in, it's Christmas, and the response of every parent, go back to sleep. So you go back and you're just there, eyes are wide awake, and boy, I tell you what, the waiting gets even harder because it's the day and you can't go down there yet. Finally, parents would get up and they'd kind of put themselves together a little bit. And my dad would go downstairs and he'd do that thing that every parent has to do in the morning, start the coffee. And he'd get that going and he'd get the lights turned on and the lights around the tree, and then he'd get the camera. And we knew when it was time to get the camera, the wait was almost over because we were about to all sit on the top step. My brother, my sister, and I there for the obligatory pre-presents Christmas morning picture. And once the picture had been taken and my dad and my mom finally gave the go-ahead, we went back to bed and we hung out for a little bit and then we hurried, and hurried was probably the worst word that you can use. It was like a bull out of the bull chute in a rodeo. Out of there, down the stairs, around the corner, into the living room, and there in front was the tree and the presents. Now there were sometimes it was just flying in and getting all of those presents and getting ready to go. But there were times where I come around and it would almost take your breath away. The wonder as a little child, you look at everything. And you just behold it. The third word, beholding. Those shepherds, I wonder what they felt when they finally found that manger. Or that little Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ was wrapped in those cloths in the embrace of Mary, his mother, and Joseph nearby, with the animals all around. Can you imagine what they saw? Could you imagine after all that waiting and all that hurrying? I'm sure they didn't just go, oh, look, another baby. I'm sure they were, and they had to take it all in. They had to behold the one that for hundreds of years they and their people had been waiting for. And now they were so privileged to be able to behold the Savior, Christ the Lord, who would save his people Israel and all of mankind from their sins. What wonder. What wonder to behold Jesus. I don't know if you have found tonight what you've been looking for. If you have, if you've come to find that what you've been looking for is Jesus, can I encourage you through the remainder of this night and as you celebrate his birth tomorrow with family, friends that may gather, would you take time in the midst of everything just to behold Jesus? Because when we behold Jesus, we're not just beholding some historical figure that once was. We're beholding God who has always been in the person of Jesus Christ, who was there at creation. God in the person of Jesus who left the glories of heaven to come and to take on earthly flesh like you and I live in. Who did not live out of his own godness, but instead lived in perfect submission to his heavenly Father. Behold the one who lived and experienced all of our suffering, all of our pain, who was tempted in every way, just like you and I are, but yet never sinned, never did wrong. And in spite of having never sinned, that one who went to a horrible cross and who was nailed there and who's had upon him the sin of the world put upon him to die so that you and I would be able to be made right. We would be forgiven of our sin so that we could have right relationship with God again. And the one who now didn't just die but has been resurrected, and who 40 days later ascended into heaven, and where he rules and he reigns in perfect power and in perfect glory, and one day is coming back. Would you behold that Jesus, the Savior, the Lord? The waiting's almost over for the celebration once again of his birth. Run to him and behold him afresh. He is Christ the Lord. Jesus, would you help us to behold you in a way that we have never beheld you before? Give us a fresh understanding of who you are. Give us a fresh encounter with your glory, with your wonder, with your love, with your grace, with your mercy. Father, I pray that if any are here today who have not yet found what they've been waiting for, Father, that they would run to you, that they would run to Jesus tonight and behold him and find that he is what they've always been waiting for. Jesus, we honor you, we celebrate you, we worship you. In your beautiful and powerful name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. So if you would take the candle that you have, we are going to light those candles as we sing O Holy Night together this evening. And the way we will do this is I'm going to light my candle from that center candle, the Christ candle, because Jesus, the one who has come, is the light of the world. And I will then walk down the center aisle, and I'm going to give it to each person that's on the center, and then I would just ask that you would pass that and light the candle down and just go down the rows that way. Parents, if you're with kids and they have candles, just make sure that you are overseeing that whole experience. I know this will be a great wonderful time together. But we want to celebrate, as we sing O Holy Night, we want to celebrate the one and remember the light of the world, the hope of the world that has come. so I told you I was going to talk about four words. And for those who have been following and counting along, you may say there's only been three. Waiting, hurrying, beholding, the last telling. Because those shepherds didn't just say, boy, that was nice, and went on about their life. They went and they told everyone that they saw the amazing thing that they had been told and seen. That Jesus, the Savior, the one that they had been waiting for, had been born. Christ the Lord had come. And they told everyone they saw. And everyone was amazed. If you would hold your candle up, there's an amazing thing that happens when light comes into a dark space. It becomes illuminated and the darkness is pushed away. And so as we would go, and as we would go from beholding, may we not just hold and say, yes, I've seen him, but may we go and tell others the one we have beheld, Jesus Christ the Lord. So go shine your light as you celebrate. May this Christmas be a time that you shine that light and tell others that Jesus, the Savior, has been born as well. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. For you have come. The waiting for so many years is a thing of the past because you have come. We're waiting for you to come again, and we are in confident hope that you will. But may there be fresh revelation as we run to you, as we behold you, fresh revelation of your glory and your wonder. And may we tell others of the one that we have seen and heard about, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so may the Lord bless you and may he keep you this Christmas. May he allow his face to shine upon you. May the peace of the Lord be upon you as you behold Christ. And may you tell the world that the Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. May the Lord grant you and your family a very Merry Christmas as you celebrate the birth of his Son. Amen. If we would together put your hand over that backside and just blow that candle out. We're so grateful that you took this time tonight to celebrate Jesus. May his joy and his peace be yours as you walk through this time celebrating him. Lord bless you. Merry Christmas.